My name's John O'Bacon, and I do it quickly.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I haven't done it for ages.
And this is...
Shot of Jack!
The Linux desktop has seen intense evolution in recent years, not only for users, but developers too. Libraries, toolkits, APIs, and frameworks have all been aplenty, each bringing exciting crack to the stack. Unfortunately, said libraries, toolkits, APIs, and frameworks need gluing together, and this has caused Linux development to be a right royal headache. Developers don't want to poke around with makefiles, build frameworks, packaging systems, and other nonsense. They want to get to writing code that makes things happen. I myself, in my dim, distant C++ days, experienced the dark matter that is stringing these different components together, and it's safe to say that it really, really blows. Enter Qwikly, a tool that makes opinionated decisions about what developers want, and automates and eliminates these redundant steps. Qwikly serves Python developers who write GTK applications on Ubuntu, and who use Launchpad as a development forge. It makes editing, designing, and running your app easier, and automates committing code to a source repository, and even packaging and releasing your code to others. Qwikly is one component that is ushering in a new era of opportunistic programming, bringing the Ubuntu ethos to development. Top banana! But is the hype justified? And just how Qwikly can we get to the bottom of this in today's shot?
I have to say, I think the hype's absolutely justified. I have become, in the last... only week or so, a huge, massive, unbelievable Qwikly fan, and I know Jono has too.
It is, to be frank, I'm considering tattooing it on my butt cheek. I mean, it's that good. I absolutely love it. But before we have this enormous love-in, we should first explain what exactly Qwikly is.
Yeah, okay. Qwikly is something, I remember having a discussion a couple of years ago at GuardEG, actually, and it was just after Ruby on Rails had come out, and everyone was saying, well, why can't we do that for GNOME applications? That'd be really, really good, GNOME on Rails kind of thing. And the idea behind Qwikly is that it gives you a really easy way of creating an application and taking care of all the boilerplate stuff in the same way that Rails or Django does for web development, where you just say, create a project, and it takes care of creating a whole project for you that doesn't do anything, but all the boilerplate's done. Qwikly does exactly the same thing.
Do you want to talk through some examples of how it does the evolution of a Qwikly app?
Yeah, so basically you start off and you say, Qwikly create an Ubuntu project called Lollicopter, for example. So
one such random example.
We'll get onto the Lollicopter in a bit. But yeah, so you'd say, Qwikly create Ubuntu project Lollicopter. That will create a folder with an application in it. It's got all the windows already set up for you. That application's already got a menu and a help dialog. It's got Glade set up for you. It's a perfectly running application. It just starts up and then doesn't do anything because you have to actually write the application code yourself.
Yeah, so it's just an example, and you can run it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you can then do Qwikly run in that application, and it will run this application that doesn't do anything, but it will still start up its window, it gives you all the menu bars, all that kind of thing. You then sit down and spend a bit of time writing the application itself. So Qwikly Glade will give you the windows to edit, and you can add whatever widgets you need. Qwikly run to keep running and testing and so on. Qwikly edit brings up all your application code in a window so you can happily work away and edit it. Once you've written your brilliantly fantastic application, you then just do Qwikly release, and it takes care of making sure it's all in source control and pushing it up to a Launchpad project, and then building a deb file that you can then distribute to people. You've then built an Ubuntu application. You don't have to know anything about packaging. You don't have to know anything about distributing applications or about make files or about dpackage or anything. Just the thing I love to pieces about Qwikly is that all the stuff that stops me building applications, it's not actually building the app itself. It's thinking about how I distribute it, how I get it to people, how people can see the source code, how the hell I set up a menu in Glade. All that stuff is done. All I have to do is concentrate on the app code that I want to build, the thing I actually want to do.
It's absolutely incredible. I want to give two examples of this. I want to zip through these really quickly so we don't waste too much time. But the first one you mentioned was Lollicopter. So quick story. So one thing that excited me about quickly when I was talking to Rick about this, Rick is one of the people who's behind it, Rick and Didier Rush, is the idea that the whole idea is that people can write opportunistic applications. They can think, I wouldn't mind an app about this, and go and do it. Traditionally, a lot of apps in the Linux world have been very serious, like big word processors and big spreadsheets and things like that. But look at the iPhone. People write silly little programs if they want to. And part of the joy of it is that people can write serious applications and people can write silly applications. So we're at the Sprint and we sat down, and every so often I go to the sadtrombone.com website and press the button. It makes this wah, 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 wah kind of sound. And you use it, you know, for comedy effect. And the idea was that wouldn't it be great if you had a little program that just has a bunch of buttons with comedy sounds? And thus the Lollicopter was born. I wrote it in literally, using quickly, it literally took about 2 minutes to write this app. And it was up and running. And I could have packaged that and put it in a PPA if I wanted to. And then we kind of like continued developing, and Ak and I had some hacking time at the UDS in which we built this kind of net with the denial of lol attack, but that's a whole separate topic. We'll get to that at some other date. But the point was, is that we could work on this silly little program because we felt energized, and we got to, as they say in the quickly team, they want you to get to the fun quickly. And so that was the first example. The second example was something that we do a lot in the Ubuntu community is have tuition weeks. We have Ubuntu Open Week, we have Ubuntu Developer Week, and these are tuition sessions on IRC. But the problem is IRC is really difficult to understand for a lot of new people. You've got to know which channel to go to, how it works. You see a lot of crap on the screen, like joins and parts, all that kind of stuff. So I was thinking, I'd love to have an app which basically is designed for this kind of week. And I wrote this program called Learn It, and actually released 0.3 today. And it's literally just a program that allows you to connect to a week, and you can see all the sessions, and it'll pop up 10-minute warning notifications to say it's about a session's going to happen in 10 minutes. Things like that allowed me to write this custom app really, really quickly and easily, because I like writing Python code, I like making apps, but I don't like dealing with all of the nonsense that's associated with stringing these different elements together. And so quickly was really awesome in that regard. So that's the thing that excites me, is that as one such example, I'm the definition of an opportunistic programmer. I don't like writing big, complicated applications. I like writing applications that scratch an itch. And if quickly didn't exist, I would never have written those two apps. And Learned's way more important than Lollicopter, but I would never have written Learned if quickly didn't exist.
That's the thing that I think is really interesting about quickly. It's There's a certain amount of work that you have to do in order to get an app to the stage where people can use it. You have to be able to set up a Glade environment so that you can actually create windows and so on, and remember how to set up a menu bar and so on like that in order to actually build your application. Then to get it into people's hands, you've got to get it packaged up as a deb file, and you've got to put that deb file somewhere where people can download it, and put that deb file somewhere where when you do a new version, they'll get a new version of it by putting it in a PPA on Launchpad or something like that. And those things, the amount of work that they create means that small apps don't get written, because 65% of the work you have to do is that painful stuff. 55% is the fun bit that you want to write, and it's just not worth it. I don't want to spend over half my time building an app doing boring rubbish.
Yeah.
The point is now 100% of my time in building an application is doing the bit I actually care about, just building the app. Everything else is taken care of by two or three quickly commands. Literally, you type quickly release, and that's it. It's done. It knows how to take your application, build debs from it, push it out. It's the fact that it takes that away means that it really doesn't happen.
It's phenomenal. And what's exciting as well is that quickly is providing this framework in which people can create this stuff. And then these applications in PPAs are going to be more visible in future versions of Ubuntu as well, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah,
we clearly love quickly, right? But we're just the start of the conversation, as everybody knows with Shot of Jack. What we want to know is what you good people think in the Shot of Jack community. So first of all, go to shotofjack.org, where you listen to this show, and do leave your comments. Get involved in the discussion. Tell us what you like about quickly, what you don't like about it, what you'd like it to do, what you'd like it not to do. Share your thoughts at shotofjack.org.
Yeah. One of the other things we'd love to hear is exactly what you've built with Quickly. So give us examples of your Quickly apps. Tell us what you've got. You can tell us about them on Twitter as well. If you tag your posts with #shotofjack, they'll appear on our website. Or you can direct them directly at us at shotofjack.
And if you want to get in touch with just the two of us specifically, then you can email us at talktous@shotofjack.org. And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.